Support for today's broadcast comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in Lincoln Square Mall. Community-owned since 1974, Common Ground is a full-service grocer featuring organic and local foods grown right here in Illinois. More information is on their website at www.commonground.coop.
Hi, this is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Coming up next, so what did you do with all those leaves this fall? Lisa Braltz discovered a fortuitous, sustainable, and very local alternative to bagging them and leaving them for pickup in her latest edition of In My Backyard.
Deciduous trees, trees that lose their leaves in autumn, in our part of Illinois, are especially beautiful about 6 months out of the year. The appearance of their leaves in spring after long winters and their showy foliage in the fall, late this year, it seems, are hotly anticipated and discussed seasonal occurrences. And the shade they provide during our sweltering summers is invaluable. But when winter begins its final approach and big fall winds blow the once colorful leaves to the ground, something probably should be done with them, right? And you have options. You can ignore them, you can move them around to different parts of your yard, and outside city limits, you can burn them. But we're lucky in Champaign County. We have a major loop closing resource in the Landscape Recycling Center in Urbana. Leaves and yard waste from Urbana-Champaign can be composted at the center, and the resulting garden compost is available for sale to local gardeners in the spring. However, Urbana resident Jana Hoyer needs leaves. And it's not like she doesn't have any. She lives in a heavily treed neighborhood, but she needs more. Lots more. Why? Well, it's about the ducks. Her ducks.
Honestly, what I really use them for now is I have herding dogs, and I can't have sheep in my backyard, so we train on ducks. We use the eggs, and they make fantastic compost.
Keeping fowl is legal in Urbana. While most people understandably think of chickens when they think of urban fowl, a walk down the street in some of Urbana's neighborhoods tells another story. Jana keeps bantam ducks in her backyard. The ducks are really for her dogs to practice their herding with, but in the winter, they don't earn their keep at all. They're total mooches. They eat a ton, they don't lay eggs, and they need a place to hang out that's warm and relatively clean. Enter the leaves.
When you have poultry and they're in a confined space, you need bedding. Chickens, straw works fine because they dig it up and stir it around. Ducks, straw is a disaster because their big flat feet stomp it down, it mats, it goes anaerobic, and it's nasty. I discovered by accident that leaves make fantastic bedding for them. They fluff up, they dry out fast, so they don't get all matted. The thing is it takes a lot of leaves because they compost really fast. I need way more leaves than my trees around my yard can provide.
Jana was looking at chopping straw all winter. An alternative that somehow made me think of Laura Ingalls Wilder and The Long Winter, the one where the Ingalls family twisted straw to keep warm. She wasn't sure how she would get enough leaves to avoid chopping straw, and she was ready to do it. But fortunately, she realized she could put out a call to her neighbors and, well, to complete strangers.
Put a pile where?
On the concrete pad.
Oh, so I'll have to bag them anyway to get them there.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll...
So what I started doing is asking people for their leaves. They're bagging them up and tossing them. So I want to use them. And I put out a plea on Facebook, and I have people all over Champaign-Urbana bringing me bags of leaves right now.
Using materials that are trash or an annoyance or unconventional to great benefit is not exactly new terrain for Jana and her family. Lengths of PVC pipe and twine become huge trellises. Wire cattle panels keep tomato plants upright. Reclaimed lumber becomes raised garden beds. And leaves of all kinds from all over Urbana-Champaign become bedding for ducks. And when spring comes, compost for the garden.
I was influenced by permaculture. We try to get everything to interact. Outputs from one thing should be inputs from another thing.
This kind of backyard project is an awesome way of closing the loop even more locally. There are people behind those bags of leaves, and they know exactly what's going to happen to those leaves when they bring them over to Jana's house. They can meet the ducks if they want. And if they're lucky, they might even get some compost from their own leaves to use in their own gardens in the spring. It's almost, almost like a tiny compost CSA. I think those ducks might be earning their keep this winter after all. This is Lisa Braltz for In My Backyard.
Lisa Braltz's stories can also be heard on our website, WILLAG.org. Click on the In My Backyard link in the right navigation window. And you can also read her occasional blogs at majorprogression.wordpress.com.